Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Embarrassing.
Oh.
Melissa.
Call me embarrassing.
Did you know that?
No.
Let me ask her that. Did you call me embarrassing? She's like, your sister-in-law called you embarrassing.
Shut the f up. Now you're saying I said something to Teresa?
You did.
What'd
you
I
did.
Say?
What'd you I say? You just said it in front of everybody. What do you mean shut the f up?
Jennifer, when you cause problems between family, you're f-ing
not
up
causing
majorly.
Problems.
Now you're crossing the line.
Hello and welcome to Everything Iconic. I'm Danny Pellegrino and I'm here with a very special guest, Hannah Brown.
Hello.
You haven't been on the show in a while.
It's been a minute.
And I feel like in order for us to see each other, we need to record a podcast together.
Pretty much.
Which is what it is. But we're going to do a crossover episode. So we're going to record this for both my show and your show, which is Brown Eyed Unicorn, which I encourage everyone to go listen to. But today we're going to be talking about Orange County, the firings. New Jersey. What do you think of the Orange County firings? Let's dive right in.
I'm excited about them.
Yeah, you feel like it's going to be
I just am kind of over the Tres Amigas, honestly. Like, I just, they're very triggering to me. I feel like I'm in junior high when I watch them do things, and I just am kind of over, I'm over all of them. How do you feel about it?
We needed it to happen. I felt like we needed a change. I was actually more sad about Vicky leaving for some reason, even though she's been a horrible monster. How crazy, though, that her, like, last appearance as a housewife or as her last appearance on The Real Housewives of Orange County was that meltdown at the reunion where she was saying homophobic things. Like, I don't mean to laugh, but it was
wild.
It was wild. And just her talking about how this was beneath her and, like, how dare they, like, not have her on the couch the whole time. It was, like, shocking.
It was a dark way to go out.
Oh, my God. So dark.
In true Vicky fashion.
She's the OG of the OC, and, like, that's her last appearance. Like, that's fucking embarrassing.
I know. It really is. That Well, I feel like all the reunions recently, like Dallas and Orange County, both were just had a darkness to them that almost, you know, it was a little too much for me.
See, I loved it. And I love that dark. I love the darkness when it seeps in and it's like the real stuff kind of seeping in. Dallas, I felt the same way about, like, yes, it was gross and all that stuff.
But totally. But entertaining.
So compelling. And it's like, I love the darkness. Yeah. And Orange County, too, when Vicky was having her breakdown, I thought that was some of the best reunion moments I've ever seen on Orange County.
I know. Orange County, I will say, like, Vicky's messiness will be missed, for sure.
She's brought it. I mean, even in the friend role, I felt like she was a large part of the storyline. But I do think that we need some freshness to it. And so I think it was the right move to get rid of her. And Tamara, she did an Instagram Live with Andy. Did you see this?
No. What happened?
It was basically like an exit interview that she did with Andy the other day. And it was the most likable that Tamara has ever been.
Like, really?
She seemed like she really did think of this as a job. It seemed like she knew that she had to bring drama and stir the pot. And she's been doing a great job of that for 12 years. But now, like we said, we just need freshness.
Yeah.
And so it was such an interesting interview. And people, like, screen recorded it and stuff. You could see it. But I need Andy to do, like, exit interviews with, like, every single person that's fired.
Yes.
And people were arguing back and forth whether or not Tamara was fired or whether she just decided to go. And it's like, they're always fired. They're always fired.
They're literally always fired.
Yeah. And allegedly, like, Tamara was offered, and she had confirmed this on the Instagram Live, I think, that she was offered 3 episodes to come back. She would have been a full-time housewife for 3 episodes, and then they would have segued her out, kind of like what they did with Gina Keough.
Yeah.
And she turned it down So people could say, oh, that's not firing. But she technically was fired because she was not offered a full-time role.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it's kind of a firing.
I would agree. And I also just want to hearken back to the time that, like, half the cast of New York got fired in one foul swoop.
Okay, that was early Housewives time. And, like, I remember that so vividly.
It was like, I remember where I was.
I swear I remember that. Like, the goosebumps I felt when we found out that, like, 4 cast members were fired.
Alex McCord, Jill Zarin, Kelly Glorin-Benson.
It just kept on coming.
Yeah, it was just like, dun,
Cindy
dun, dun.
Barship.
Take it off your head.
We'll never forget where we were when Cindy Barshaw was fired.
Oh my gosh. I miss her.
Jill? Take it off your head.
You know what, Jill? Take it off your head.
That was a moment. And we have to talk about that. We're the ones who always talk about that take it off your head moment. Mm-hmm. There was a moment recently, and we're going to talk about New Jersey.
Don't worry, guys.
Don't worry, guys. This is New Jersey related.
Yes.
I was watching old New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I posted this clip on my Instagram of Rosie. Remember Rosie in New
Jersey?
Miss
her.
I miss her so much.
Rosie. I loved her. Loved her vibe.
And I felt like we had a similar moment to that Cindy Barshaw moment that we mm-hmm. love when she tells Jill to take it off your head.
Yeah.
I felt like Kathy Wakili in mm-hmm. that clip gives a similar Cindy Barshaw moment. When Rosie's backstage, she's yelling, she's threatening to cut off Teresa's tongue.
Yes. Oh, God, I miss her every day.
I'll cut off her fucking tongue!
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Her voice got really high when she was really mad. Like, she would just scream at people and pop off.
And Teresa, I think the only person she's ever been terrified of is Rosie. Like, you could see it in Teresa's face. Yeah. Anyways, she's backstage. She's like, I'm a fucking killer. I don't care if I get locked up. You know, she's yelling.
I don't care!
And then Teresa's like, who's yelling? And Kathy gives one a line reading for the ages. She says, you know who's yelling.
Who's yelling?
You know who's yelling.
It's so good. You know who's yelling. She's so calm. It was the best Kathy's ever been on the whole series.
I loved her.
You know who's yelling.
You know who's yelling.
She's so confident and so sly.
I love that. I miss Richie, too.
Do you really? That's a bold statement.
It is a bold statement. He did it for me.
Really?
You know, I don't have consistent taste, but I like to think I have good taste.
I feel like there was a moment where Richie had a boner that was particularly chilling up my spine.
He had a boner?
There was like, wasn't there a scene where...
How did I miss it?
I don't know. It was like maybe a wake-up scene where he was like, the camera.
I liked his pouty lips and his big glasses.
This is so weird. Hannah, this is inappropriate. I can't believe you're attracted to Richie.
I'm in a weird
Richie
mood today.
Wakili.
I'm turning red. I'm in a weird mood today. You guys, I got onto the Wi-Fi and I looked at Danny and said, I'm in.
You are in a like off, not off, but a weird mood.
Like a 90s hacker. Yeah. And then you thought, and then I was like, yeah, let's start.
Yeah. I thought you were stoned or something. That's what I thought.
No, I am just in like, I think I'm just really excited to be here and I'm having a hard time focusing. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Richie Wakili threw you off.
As he's been known to do.
Let's talk about this week's.
Wait,
you were going to say
really
something?
Really quick, yeah. Before we get into it. I just want to congratulate you on your Pretty Wild journey.
Oh, I love that you Pretty just went Wild. On. I know. I love it.
Oh.
I was like literally obsessed. I watched the whole series, which I encourage everyone to do. And I was in this like YouTube internet hole, just like researching everything I could, reading the Vanity Fair article, ordering the books, or listening to podcasts.
Yes.
It was like, I couldn't get enough of the Alexis Nyer's journey.
I know. I miss Tess every day. And I love Tess's boobs. I'm obsessed with them.
I don't remember her boobs now. I gotta go back and rewatch.
Oh my God. Her body is stunning. And as shown in the scene where Andrea conducts a nude photo shoot in their shower.
That nude photo shoot was truly a chill inducing. Like, what was going on? The mom was just like, let's take photos.
She's like, oh, Tess. Her eyes get so big. She's like, oh, Tess, honey, you look gorgeous. She's
always offering them the Adderall.
Oh my
Girls,
God.
Get your Adderall.
Time to take your Adderall.
Oh my God. It was, I couldn't believe it aired on television.
I know. On E.
On E, nonetheless. And now E is just doing the worst reality TV with that Barry Cavalieri.
Barry Cavalieri. Although I do like how they broke the fourth wall and Kristen's like, the only thing she texts me about is production and like the show.
Yeah,
that's kind of like a Romy voice.
That was a good Kristen Cavallari.
Thanks. I feel like it was like a Romy, but it's fine.
I think it's the worst show on TV, and I've watched every single episode.
Britney's breakup with her man, Cage, what's his name? Stone? Oh,
yeah. But see, that whole, Britney's the assistant, right?
Yeah.
That whole storyline seems so fake to me. So well, does the best friend thing. Like,
yeah.
None of it makes any fucking sense.
No. I feel like also none of them are interesting enough except for like Kristen to make compelling reality TV. Like none of them are dynamic enough people. And like I love Justin Anderson on social media, but I think yeah, it does feel so staged where it's like, and this is Kristen's new bestie.
They might want to move here.
Yeah, exactly.
And the show doesn't even know what the fuck it is. Like they keep introducing new people every fucking 5 minutes that are main cast members and then they get rid of the other ones. It's like settle on a cast.
It's very confusing.
And then it's like, I know they love Jay Cutler and people love him. And so they try to lean into him, but he doesn't seem to want to film that much. So it's like, they're trying to show him more, But then they're doing these like really stagey things, like the Justin and Jay are going to show the house.
Yeah.
And I like Justin too, but it just feels very stagey.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have to talk about New Jersey. People are like, this isn't a very Cavallari podcast.
Remember when we did a suits themed podcast by accident? The first time we ever potted together.
I feel like there should be some sort of very Cavallari podcast that just is like eviscerating that show, because it's truly.
How much time do you have? No, I'm kidding.
But anyway, we got to talk about New Jersey.
Yeah.
Are you liking New Jersey this season?
It was a slow start for me. The first like handful of weeks I was recapping it, I was like, I feel like I'm Rumpelstiltskin making straw into gold. Mm. Okay. And now I've made that joke before, but it stands. And now
it stands the test of time.
Too. It does. It's an old fairy tale.
If it's a good joke, you keep telling it.
Exactly.
There's one thing I've learned from comedy. When you land on a good joke, you just keep telling it.
Just tell it over and over. Yeah, it's like Valerie Cherish. Just repeat your jokes until people respond the way you want them to.
Wait, I had an audition recently, and the line... Wait, let me think of the line. I was having such a Valerie Cherish moment, because the first line of my audition, my character's like runs in the room, and he says, "What? Did you try to flush chicken bones again?" I know you're thinking, like, what the fuck are you auditioning for? But it was like a cheesy,
I was
like,
say, so it's Disney Plus or something. Cheesy, like
whatever. But yeah, that first line, "What? Did you flush the chicken bones again?" And I kept doing like the Valerie Cherish thing where she's like in the middle of the night, just reading, doing a line reading of "Note to Self." I don't need to see that.
Yeah. Every time I have any sort of audition, which like isn't as often, you know, as I'm making it sound, but like I'm like, I consider myself a good actor. Like I'm confident, but I'm like, why am I doing line readings of every single line? Like, why am I doing this?
Well, you know, it's crazy. Auditioning is crazy,
too. It's a crazy world.
Then you get, I'm terrible at auditioning, hence why my acting career has not taken off.
Same.
But it is hard. It is weird, but what? Did you flush the chicken bones again?
Yeah, like, so how'd you end up doing it? Did you have to, like, run
in? I had to, like, I ran in the room, because my roommate best friend was, like, you know, sitting down, and she was screaming or something like that for me to come in. So I'd say, "What? Did you flush the chicken bones again?
Did you flush the chicken bones again?"
Matt was like trying to read it with me. And so then he kept being like, "No, you have to be like, did you flush the chicken bones again?" The rest of the script was really funny, but yeah, that.
You booked it.
So I didn't. I
got
didn't
the book. Okay, well, next time.
We didn't get it.
We didn't get it.
Anyway, so.
Speaking of line readings. I didn't realize last week when I recapped it, you know, like when in those scenes when they're getting in a fight and you want to get all the lines down and you're just like violently typing as fast as you can, I always miss something. Sure. And so they opened up with Jennifer being like, "Don't call me a bitch. Don't call me a bitch. Hello. Hello. What?" I forgot about her being like, "Don't call me a bitch, bitch. Don't call me a bitch, bitch.
Bitch.
Bitch."
Melissa gets real tough with Jennifer. Like, we don't see that side of her with anyone else, but for Jennifer, I feel like she like lets it out.
I love it.
I like it too.
Also, I want to say that I've been saying for months, I have receipts, which are my podcast episodes, that J-Lo should play Melissa Gorga in a movie. And now apparently there's some fucking meme that I got tagged in by someone being like, "Oh my God, someone else said it." And I just want to say, now we said it. I said it first.
But now we said it. I think that would be a great
thing. Casting.
You know, rewatching the old episodes, as I mentioned, Melissa has had a journey.
A journey.
A face journey, a look journey. She's stunning. Mm-hmm. She's stunning. Like one of the best looking housewives I think we have currently. Mm-hmm. But it's been a journey.
For sure. There's been an arc.
Also, I turned on Melissa. I talked about this on my Patreon episode. I used to be on Team Melissa and Kathy, like in terms of the Teresa thing. Mm-hmm. And rewatching it, I was like, you know what? I understand Teresa being upset that these two sneakily joined the cast.
Yeah.
I get it.
I kind of love Teresa.
You like Teresa?
Polarizing statement.
I go in and out with her
same,
all the time.
Yeah. Same. But she's entertaining no matter what.
Yeah.
She's like, "Wah!"
I can't figure out her look. I feel like she must have had a new stylist, because sometimes she has like dressed impeccably where I'm like, this is a really good look on you. And then other times I'm like, what is this?
It's a patterned fedora with a bunch of necklaces wrapped around her neck.
Remember when she was on that camel and like the weirdest workout outfit?
Yes. Oh, love it. We love to see it.
Did you notice this week there was a black and white title card for the opening?
Yes.
Like real dramatic.
Serious.
It was like it like faded to black and white. I was like, oh, we're in for it.
Oh, we're in for it. I also just want to say I love when Teresa speaks poor English and goes, I want to try and fix this between yous twos. It's like Dr. Seuss. Use twos, mops on socks.
So this fight happens and they split up. They all separate. Mm-hmm. Jennifer and Teresa and Dolores, of course, they separate. And Dolores and Teresa and Jennifer. Jennifer said she's leaving. Mm-hmm. And then Teresa is like, I'm going to go too. And then, of course, Dolores is like, okay, I'm going too. Yeah. And then Teresa decides not to. And you could see on Dolores' face, like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have said I would
go.
Yeah,
right. I know. That sucks.
Dolores is just like, I don't know what's going on with her, but I just feel like she's such a follower in these episodes.
Yes.
And I love her, but it's like, she's just literally chasing Teresa the whole season.
Yeah. She's like, you know, Tree, I got your back. I'll be here for you.
It's going to be World War III.
Yeah. World War III. It's going to be a world war.
She always says that.
I also just like when Jackie was like, you know, I'm going to eat Teresa's salad. If she's going to go, I'm going to eat the salad.
What about when Melissa, like, fed Jackie?
That was a little weird.
That was weird. Melissa pushes it. There was another scene earlier on this season where Melissa was, like, pushing the food on Jackie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she knows that the storyline for Jackie is her struggles with eating disorder. And then there was a scene this week where Melissa was just like feeding her shoving like a salad. Baby. And I was like, Melissa, read the room.
Insensitive.
It was weird.
Yeah. That whole scene, I felt bad when Jackie was telling her story about her eating disorder. And then Margaret's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't even know. I'm so sorry.
I didn't think it was a big deal.
Yeah, I did think it was a big deal.
Jackie said she ate canned tuna and apples on her all expense paid trip to Mexico. And that was when she came home and had like the aha moment.
Yeah.
Which sometimes you have to, it's like hitting rock bottom. And then you're like, did you see the Jessica Simpson interview this morning?
No.
Jessica Simpson was on the Today Show. And
she, talk about her book.
To talk about her book, which I can't wait to read.
Yeah.
But she said her aha moment was when she was on the Ellen Show. Did you ever see the infamous Ellen Show interview? Where she seems like she's off. Apparently she was drunk, she says. And she said that was a wake-up call. And then also on Halloween, she said she couldn't even like get the kids ready. She posted these photos online of the family. And she said then after she posted the photos, it was like she presented the family as like being so put together and wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then that was when she realized she had like hit rock bottom with
shit.
Her drinking. I'm excited to read this
book. Oh my gosh. She's so brave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Margaret, also, I just have this written down in my notes. When Jackie was telling about her story, mm-hmm. Margaret said, I feel bad. I want to hug you, but my boobs are going to get in the sauce.
I know. I liked that too. She's like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Yeah. I know that
as well.
My boobs
are going to go in the sauce.
And then there was a shot of like a spilled little ramekin of salsa, like on a menu that just like really stressed me out.
Yeah. They did a close up of it.
Yeah. And it had a really chaotic energy to it that I did not appreciate.
Bravo knows to pick up on like little things like that, which I think is so brilliant of those camera people. Mm-hmm. It's like, I wouldn't have thought to do a close-up on that salsa ramekin.
Yeah, get the tipped-over salsa ramekin. It's a metaphor.
Get the barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Place the sauce by Margaret's boobs so when she goes to hug Jackie, her tits graze it.
What do you make of all these people? Are you following online? People are saying how much Bravo is, like, staged lately.
I don't give a fuck. People get so mad. Yeah. I mean, like, I know we were just saying how Kristen Cavallari or Very Cavallari feels very staged. So, like, I'm a hypocrite.
If it's a bad show, then I think. Yeah.
Yes. But if it's a good show and I'm entertained, I'm not going to be like, I caught the continuity errors. I really don't fucking care. Yeah. I'm still having a great time. It's showbiz, kid.
That's showbiz. Yeah. Sometimes they just have to refilm things.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I agree. I only care when it's like very embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I only care when it's really bad. Sometimes, but I know, I understand that they have to reshoot scenes sometimes.
Shit happens.
And sometimes they have to re-enter. So I understand there's like continuity shit like that. And that doesn't bother me. The only time if I feel like the producers are like feeding them a storyline, that's when I.
Yeah.
Like on Vanderpump Rules, the Dana and Sheena thing feels like the producers were like, oh, this is how we're going to introduce Dana.
Yeah.
And that. I'm like, oh, that's annoying.
You're not here for it.
Yeah.
Fair. I also want to say Jennifer, Dolores, and Teresa continue to talk about how, about Jackie's shitty kid's birthday party. And it reminded me of the scene in The Family Stone where Sarah Jessica Parker's character, what's her fucking name?
I can't think of it now. I'm on the spot.
No.
I'm on the spot.
Oh, no.
I can't think of it.
When they're having the dinner and she's like saying these problematic things and just keeps trying to drive her point home, but just digs herself in a further hole until Craig T. Nelson's like, that's enough.
Enough. Yes.
That's enough. Yeah. Chills. And it was like Jennifer just being like, I'm just saying, I think it's a shitty party. I'm just saying. And she keeps trying to just drive her argument. And I'm like, you sound like an asshole. Just stop. Stop doubling down.
I know. And you know what else I keep yelling stop about? What? Every time Dolores and Teresa say like, we're old school. We're old school. Oh. It's like, come on.
Kill
it's
me.
It's like such an excuse for like bad behavior.
I know. Well, I said this last week on my show when Dolores is like, yeah, you know, we're old school. So that's why Joe Giudice, you know, is allowed to call Teresa a cunt. And it's like, that's not a thing.
No, it's not. I'm Italian and my family.
Yes, exactly. One of my closest friends is an Italian girl from Jersey. And she's like, my mother and my grandmother have never been spoken to like that.
No,
like,
I can't imagine my dad just saying the C word about my mother on camera.
Yeah. Oh, here comes my bitch wife.
Like, oh my God.
What?
I know.
Crazy.
Those scenes were chilling. Early Jersey is like some of the best TV of all time.
So good, so dark.
Okay. We then cut to the entire group talking out the lunch. Mm-hmm. They talk about it. Melissa and Teresa talk, and then Jennifer gets involved. And Jennifer says, like, your sister, she says to Teresa, was also saying something. Mm-hmm. And then Melissa tries to act tough again. And Teresa, like, very briefly gets mad. But I feel like Teresa, I need her to, like, get off the handle a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Do you feel like she's like holding back?
I think a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think like when she finds herself in that space, her like reasoning is always like, I'm just stressed because Joe and Ice custody. But I'm like, people are calling you ignorant. People are calling you embarrassing. Like, pop off a little bit. Throw
those
something.
Those are words, though. Like, sometimes you could tell when they call her a word like that and she doesn't know what the word means.
Yeah. She's like, huh? And then Jennifer's like, are you going to take that? And Teresa's like, why are you calling me ignorant? And like, then someone has to tell her to get mad because she doesn't always know what the fuck is going on.
I also maintain that Melissa and Teresa hate each other. I don't think they like each other, not even in the slightest. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for that to just explode. Like, I know they've been a united front for the family or whatever, yeah. But it's like, you hate each other. Like, let's let this pop off.
I know.
You know?
I agree. And like, when Jennifer was sort of trying to rile Teresa up, and then Melissa's like, I didn't mean that you're ignorant. And then Teresa's like, okay, it's fine, bitch. And just like walks away.
Yeah, it was like such an anticlimactic thing.
Yeah.
What about that scene with the men? Joe Gorga, yes. They were at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Gorga was trying to set up Frank Sr. with
Kelly,
with the waitress. Server. I felt bad for the waitress. I was like,
ugh. I literally was watching it being like, these are the tables that I fucking hate waiting on. Like, I immediately will desexualize myself by like doing a weird voice like at the table just because I'm like, I don't want you all to talk about me when I walk away.
Yeah.
Just like horny dads.
And it's like, she showed up to work that day and they already asked her to be on camera. So, you know, she was like already nervous and uncomfortable because it's like, she's not camera ready.
No.
You know, she didn't plan for this. And then she's got to be on camera and like be nice and everything because she knows she's on camera. And then she's got these guys like just being annoying to her.
And and her face kind of, she had just this like smile like, oh, wow. Like, and her eyes got really big like, okay, the entire time.
Do you think Frank Sr. can get it up? I don't.
I don't either. I think too much steroid use over the years.
Yeah, they mention it in the scene. So I feel like it's game to talk about.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no way with all that shit in your body. Like, I don't think that everything works proper. Like, I don't think your insides work the right way.
I know. Do you think Dolores ever pulled an early?
I think that's why they got broken up.
Because he couldn't get an erection. Ooh, that's a good theory.
I don't know it to be true, but that's what I'm led to believe.
Well, here we go then.
I feel like the sex life went to shit. And so then that's when they were like, okay, let's just be friends.
Yeah.
Right. And now they're so close. They're basically married, but she's getting laid by the doctor.
Oh, do you think? I bet.
That's my theory.
David has like a slithery vibe about him that I don't really like, but I bet he's probably good in bed, honestly.
Oh, interesting.
If you're that like cocky, but that squirrely,
also,
you probably
right.
have a big dick.
And also, he seems so comfortable with her being around like Frank Sr. so much. So yeah, you're right. He's probably comfortable and confident.
Yeah. I want to say, do you ever think that Dolores like went in like early season Stassi and just poured all of Frank's supplements down the disposal?
I wish she did.
Probably not.
I don't think she did.
If she had,
he still
probably
looks like so
jacked up.
You know, I think it's interesting. I was just talking about this with John Cena, mm-hmm. not with him, but like about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched that movie where he's a firefighter. It's for kids.
Oh, was this during your recovery?
Film. Yeah. Yeah. After.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've watched everything.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. He, I feel like his body can't get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like he's done, I don't know. He's gotten so big for so long that his body just doesn't go that way.
Yeah. He's just a comic book character now, like all the time.
Can you do the fuck, marry, kill with these men?
Yes.
With Joe Gorga, Frank Sr. and Marge's Joe.
Easy peasy. Joe Bonino. I think he's really hot. I love his mustache. Does that throw you off more than Richie Wakili, or do you
Yeah, I get that.
He has big dick energy for sure.
And he's just got, a swagger to him. I really like him.
He's so loyal.
He seems nice.
He loves her. Loves the shit out of Marge.
He likes the ex-husband. Like, he's just, I think he's a good dude.
Yeah, I agree. So I would kill Frank. I would fuck the shit out of Joe Gorga. I'm sorry, that's graphic, but it's true. I think he's very attractive.
Oh, do you think he's... Me too.
I did not always think that, but recently I'm like, he looks great.
Yeah. I don't like the misogynistic energy, of course,
but
of
that's
him,
why I wouldn't
but
marry
looks
him.
Looks-wise, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And then I would marry the shit out of Joe Bonino.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I agree with that. I think I might... Yeah, I think I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Gorga has... a sexual energy about him too, like, you know, like, in terms of if you're gonna just sleep with someone, take out their personality, but, like, you know, he likes to have sex every 5 seconds.
Yeah, he's ready to go. Yeah,
it'd be great. Okay, so then let's talk about the dinner at Dockers. So there's a bartender there that's hot, and they start to talk about Teresa's marriage.
Yes.
And the pool guy. Tony.
Tony the pool guy. Hello. Clutch your pearls. And we see a very MySpace type selfie
that
mirror
he's texted
pic.
Teresa. He texted a
that
shirtless
sent her
to a married woman.
That was kind of wild.
It's obvious that, like, she's not really with Joe, but I don't know why we're, like, skirting around the issue.
I know. And Melissa's like, whoa, this is kind of weird for me to, like, see this. And I'm like, is it though?
I know. Melissa's not that great of an actress.
No. That's why J-Lo needs to play her, and she can't play herself.
Neither is Dolores. None of them, really.
No, none of them, really. But I don't mind.
I don't like how we're pretending, though, that this Tony isn't someone that she's doing.
And Teresa's like, no, he's my friend. He's my friend.
And they're like, oh, so a friend just, like, sends you shirtless photos.
Yeah, topless photo. No blouse.
No blouse. not a blouse to be found. He looked great, too. I'd love a photo like that from Tony, too. But the fact of the matter is, he's got kids in the house.
Yeah.
What if Gio wakes up and sees that a text message from Tony, the pool guy?
Shirtless.
And also, just in general, they're watching the show, and they're like, oh, I didn't realize, Mom, that our pool guy just is sending you these photos.
Right?
You know she's got a dick pic, too.
Oh, for sure.
For sure, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to do a wellness check on Gia and Melania. Just because this is a lot to handle when you're a child and this is on
TV.
They've
been through so fucking much, those girls.
So much. Did I tell you how on New Year's Eve, I've said this on my show before, but on New Year's Eve, I went for a walk during the day because I was just feeling very, like, overexhausted and kind of just, like, emotional that day. Mm. And I listened to Melania's song, I Can't Wait to Grow Up, and I just started weeping for her.
Oh.
I was just like, poor Melania has been through so much, and she's just trying to make great pop music and, like, make a happy life for herself. And, like, I want that for
just
her.
Just like
so
all
badly.
The other pop girls, Jessica, Brittany, they're all trying to do their best and just give us some jams.
Yeah. And then they were thrown into stardom as children. And I think that has to be really hard.
Yeah. I really am rooting for those girls. I'm rooting for Melania to get it, you know, or get her life. I just want everything to go well for her.
I want a full album.
Yeah, we need a full album.
Hey, it's me, Melania. I'm sure you see me around.
Tay-Tay and Stephanie are here.
Tay-Tay and Stephanie. We're popping tags.
Yeah, it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Where do you think it ranks in terms of Bravo songs? Do you think it's like a top five?
Ooh, that's tough.
Charity for the Party is like top five, whether we like Kim Zolciak or not.
That's really tough.
Countess Luann has had, of course, some legendary songs.
Some bangers.
You know, I heard a sneak preview of, like, Luann's upcoming song. Somebody sent it to me. Is like, they were in the studio with her. And it sounds good.
Really? Is it better than Feelin' Giovanni?
Yeah.
Really?
It's she posted a little clip of it on her Instagram or something. Mm-hmm. Luann did. But I heard, like, an extended, and it sounds like it's going to be good.
Ooh,
And allegedly, she's doing a whole Christmas album.
Your dreams are coming true. Oh, my gosh.
What were you
going to
say?
Oh, I was... Chic C'est La Vie is, like, my number one banger. Like, I listened to it on the way here in the car.
What's her name? Pat the Puss? She has a couple of good ones, too.
Yeah, I like Expensive a lot.
It's Expensive to Be Me. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone just turned this off. No,
Kim Zolciak also has a song called Wig that is underrated.
I don't think I know that one.
On my wig, my wig, my wig, my wig, my wig, yeah. It's because it came out during the Don't Be Tardy era, the show era.
Yeah.
And so we're all against her.
Yeah. Fair.
Okay, so what's going on here? We got...
Shirtless Tony, Teresa said they dated in high school but never fucked. He has not seen the inside of her pool. They've fully fucked.
Did you notice how they're all wearing necklaces with their names on it? Melissa's got a Melissa necklace. Jackie's got a Jackie necklace. No. They're all doing the Carrie Bradshaw necklace.
I was going to say, Carrie Bradshaw, these women are not.
And I noticed that on the other shows too, though. Like, a lot of these people on our Bravo are wearing necklaces with their names on it.
Yeah.
I'm Who confused. Else? Well, Katie Maloney had a Bubba necklace on.
Oh, that's kind of fun. Stassi's always worn her own name all over her body.
Has she?
Yeah. Loves her initials, loves herself. And I respect that, honestly.
Yeah. It's interesting. I've never thought of that.
You should get a nameplate necklace. It's Danny. Danny.
Would you do a Hannah?
Yeah. Oh, I've had a Hannah, but it broke, so I have to get a new one. Right now, I have a Junicorn nameplate necklace. It was a gift, but I really
I don't
like
know.
It.
They don't really make good men's one. I'd have to get like a big... I'm not a necklace person.
Have you ever had like a Jason Waller like bedazzled dog tag moment?
Oh, yes. I had like a very long dog tag moment like throughout high school and college. And... always with the dog tag. Mm-hmm. I also had a cross necklace, like a cross. I've done a lot of jewelry work. I remember rings at a time. I was wear lots of rings.
A pinky?
In high school, I did like the thumb ring for a while.
Ooh, that's hot.
Yeah, I did a thumb ring. I did some other rings.
You could pull. Have you ever had a puka shell necklace? For sure.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. I just talked about this on my Vanderpump Rules recap. I had a puka necklace. Because Katie Maloney was wearing also with that Bubba necklace, she wore a gold puka necklace.
Oh, layered.
It was like solid gold. And I was like, are puka shell necklaces back in? Because that was a thing.
That was
like a total thing. But yeah, I used to love some jewelry and I stopped wearing maybe like post, once I came out, I was like, okay, no more jewels. Mm-hmm. I had to be understated for my dramatic coming out moment.
Sure.
Didn't want to bring too much more attention to myself.
Of course.
So I stopped with the jewels. And then now I wear an Apple Watch, but that's, I like a watch.
I like a watch too. Yeah. They're chic.
And I'm starting to phase myself more into like other watches, not just like I wear an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. I like when I like work out and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to get like I wish I had the money for like a nice watch.
Like a fancy occasion watch.
I have to just tell this story really quick. We're getting way off track.
Sorry, guys.
But on my Instagram account, I asked people like for luxury towel suggestions. Mm-hmm. And Patricia from Southern Charm, she wrote me and I forget. Oh, she said like Port Halt maybe or something like that. And I was like, okay, that's who she recommended. I'm going to buy that. Mm-hmm. And then I looked it up and it was like $500 for a tea towel or something.
Oh my God.
So much money.
Are you going to gift them, Patricia?
I was like, I definitely cannot afford that. Like it was so expensive for a towel.
Oh my gosh. I want to be her. I love her.
I know. It was pretty badass to just recommend a $600 hand towel, but yeah, love her.
Goals.
Okay. What were we talking about? The necklaces?
We were talking about shirtless Tony, the pool guy. Now at this point, everyone's back home and Jacob asks Jennifer. Oh yeah. I made a note of this mini moment. Jennifer's son, Jacob, asks if he can dye his hair blue for field day. And then Olivia's like, mommy, will you dye my hair pink for field day? And he's like, why do you always have to copy me? And I just love Olivia. So I want to celebrate her every time she's on the TV.
She's great.
Love
her. The kids are good. I like Jennifer's kid. Jennifer's really having a star making turn, I think.
She is. Yeah. I know. I never liked her. I always thought she was really fucking annoying. But even when she is really fucking annoying, she's really entertaining.
She's a perfect housewife, I think. Like, she's very, I've mentioned this, but she's like old school housewife vibe.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long she'll last on this show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How long do you think these shows will last?
Oh my gosh. I can't even think about them ending.
I know. It's depressing.
Yeah. I can't.
Okay. What's next? Did you see Melissa and Joe working out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always think it's weird when they're working out on these shows because they're not sweating. They just basically go to the gym to do the scene and then they're leaving.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. They're like, she's like sitting on a like, you know, machine of some kind. And she's like, so here's what happened. And then he's like doing curls. He's like, no way. Really?
Mm-hmm. And as a sweater, I would never look camera ready at the gym.
Me
like
neither.
In a normal workout situation. I look like I just walked out of the rain.
No, same. I remember I worked Teddy Mellencamp's charity ride at Cycle House back when I worked there. And they all looked so perfect when they left the studio.
And they did the workout and then they looked perfect?
Yeah, they like actually looked perfect. And I was like, did you just like fill all your sweat glands with like Botox or something?
Probably.
Because they looked perfect. And I was
Is
like,
Is there
fuck.
Wet-proof makeup or something?
Probably. Yeah, Erica like dabbed at her face lightly with like a eucalyptus towel.
Well, you know, I've been told that you can get like Botox underneath your arms.
So you don't sweat.
But then I also read that it just comes out elsewhere. Because like I have sweaty arms and I've tried. Have you ever tried a sweat? Are you a natural deodorant person?
I tried like Tom's deodorant in college and got a terrible rash.
Yeah, I tried a few different kinds.
Yeah.
And it's not for me. Mm-hmm. I need the full antiperspirant. Mm-hmm. Give me all the chemicals under my arms. Like, I'm not interested in something that's all natural that I'm supposed to. And people say, oh, you got to do it for like 3 weeks or something. And I did it once for like 3 weeks. And I was like, I just stink and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
So give me all the chemicals underneath my pits.
Agree.
But I heard that it'll come out. So like, if you fill it in your armpits, then you'll start sweating in like your lower back or another area.
It's like when Sonia Morgan got lipo in her tummy, but then like her ass grew, you know?
Oh, wait, was that a thing?
It was like, I forget what season it was, but yeah, she like literally had a flat stomach and still thought she needed to get lipo. And then I think Ramona was like, just work out because, you know, if you get surgery, you know, your fit has to go somewhere. Like, it's going to come back somewhere. So you have to do lunges and you have to do squats. And basically it, you know, Sonia had a thicker booty after that, which no problems. That's great. Yeah, but yeah, it has to go somewhere.
I hear that the Roni trailer is coming very soon. I cannot wait.
My gosh.
I miss them so much. And now Ramona's our longest tenured housewife. Now that Vicky and Tamara are on the outs.
Ramona does great work. She deserves it.
She deserves it. And I will lose it if Ramona goes.
Don't even speak it into existence. Don't even speak it. Okay. How do you feel about couples who work out together? Like, have you and Matt ever worked out together?
We tried it briefly and it was not for us.
I don't think I can do it either. Like, we'll do like a little check-in being like, oh, because we're both trying to like hold ourselves more accountable, like Teddy Mellencamp, you know? All in with Teddy.
Hashtag all in.
So like if Jake works out, he'll be like, oh, I just worked out. And I'll be like, oh, I have to go do that. So like it kind of motivates me a little more. But
do you worry that all in is not regulated by people who have certifications?
1,000%. I've heard about it. And going all in sounds like you just cut all your calories and die a little.
Okay. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Okay, go ahead. Continue. Sorry. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
But we'll do like a little like check-in with each other just to like motivate each other. But I don't really have any interest in like sweating my ass off with my boyfriend at the gym. Like, right. I would rather that just be me time.
Right.
You know,
Matt was way more in shape than I was when we first started dating. And so like, I remember I didn't lift weights at the time. I did more cardio. So we started going to the gym to like, so he could show me like different weightlifting things. This was 10 years ago or something. But and then we realized it just wasn't working for us. He would like get annoyed with me.
Yeah. I would get annoyed too. Like, yeah, I think it would get like weirdly competitive. Like, well, let me show you how to do this. Or like, you're doing that wrong. Not saying Matt did that, but I'm saying I feel like that's what would happen if Jake and I did it together and we'd get annoyed.
Also, I would like be checking out the other guys. I'd be like, oh, look at him. And that's like enough.
Yeah. There'd be like a hot girl at the gym and I'd be like, don't look at her.
Or the hot guy comes next to you and it's like, we have to leave this machine. Like, yeah. I don't want to be next to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
too,
I look like a troll.
Yeah, literally. I'm like, fuck this. We're leaving. Let's get brunch.
We got to talk about Marge's 20 years in business with the Macbeth Collection. She invites Marge Sr. over. They tell us a little bit more about their relationship. Marge Sr. is an interesting character to me. And I keep hearing how she's in the city partying. And I think, why aren't we getting that? Where is that scene?
Where are the fucking cameras?
Where are the cameras? Like, if she's in the city all the time partying, letting loose, and Margaret is the mom. Like, I want to see Marge Sr. like hurled over the toilet.
Yeah.
After a night out.
Living La Vida Lohan, you know what I mean?
What's going on?
You know, you got the spilled salsa ramekin. Where's Marge Sr. partying? Priorities.
Yeah, I know. We're seeing scenes of like Dolores at the gym, and it's like, I'd rather see Marge Sr.
100%.
I need information about her.
Yeah.
I like though that Marjorie. I like that Margarine. she's so upfront about her legal cases. I'm getting sued everywhere. Every day I'm getting sued.
Every day I'm getting sued, so I gotta sell my property.
They're trying to fucking sue me. Gonna have a drag brunch.
Yeah. I know she spends all this money on this lavish party, even though she's in the middle of getting sued.
Who's your favorite one to impersonate?
On Jersey?
Because you do good impersonation.
Oh my God, thank you so much. In general or on Jersey?
Jersey.
Probably Teresa.
Oh, that's good.
Honestly, Jackie. I really
Jackie,
like...
Do a
What should I say?
Do a Jackie. Just say, I'm going to drag brunch for Margaret. Okay. Is that how she talks?
Yeah. All right. So it's Mother's Day. So I'm going to Margaret's drag brunch. I'm going to bring my mom, but I don't like to talk about money. And Jennifer, she's going to make me talk about money. But, you know, I don't like to talk about it.
That's good.
Thanks. I like her little micro lisp. That's fun to do for me.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't consider it a loss, Dolores.
Okay, Jackie. Okay, Dolores. Yeah. Okay, Jackie.
Dolores. Dolores is such a bitch to Jackie earlier this season.
It's fun to see that those dynamics where it's like Dolores is not mean to anyone else, but when it comes to Jackie, she'll be an asshole.
Shits on Jackie.
Right. And okay, same with Melissa Jackie. To Jennifer. It's like there are certain people that I don't know if they're not scared of them or what it is, but
I mean, I'd be scared of Jennifer. She literally, earlier in the episode when she was like, I just threw the plate at you to like get your attention. Like, it's not, and I'm like, you can't just throw plates at people.
Right.
But back to Margaret and Marge. I feel...
I was always the mother. You were the kid.
Yeah, I appreciate Margaret for being open about their relationship and not saying it's perfect when it clearly isn't. And also, like, having the balls to be like, hey, mom, even though I'm, like, a full-grown adult, like, this still hurts me and I'm still dealing with it.
You know, it's kind of shocking that Margaret got on the show because her house really isn't very aspirational. She's in a lot of lawsuits.
It stresses me out.
And she is older than the rest of the women on the cast. Mm-hmm. And I love Margaret. She's probably one of my favorite people on The Housewives.
Yeah.
But it is shocking to me that they like brought that in because normally they're bringing in someone much younger than The Housewives and they're bringing someone with a gorgeous, beautiful house.
Yes.
So good job, Margaret.
You go, girl.
Oh, okay. So we cut to Joe and Teresa at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of Kathy and Richie, we saw a picture of them in a flashback.
Yes.
I need to know what happened. And I'm sorry to harp on this, but like, I need there to be a resolution between Rosie and Kathy, because you remember the last time we saw them, Teresa was like, I'll never make up with you. And then that was the end of it. And it's since been revealed that Melissa doesn't talk to Kathy or Rosie either.
What the fuck happened?
Like, I think that's wrong. I feel like Melissa was friends with Kathy because they were on the show together. And that makes me think that Melissa's sneaky.
Ooh.
I feel like she's sneaky.
Sneaky.
She like dropped the cousins right after they left the show.
The twins. I don't even like to think about that time.
Well, yeah, the twins, but Kathy, I'm saying Kathy and Rosie, she dropped them.
Yeah.
She dropped them right after the show.
Yeah. I feel like I kind of slacked on those seasons. Like I kind of went in and out at that time, but I don't even remember what the conflict exactly was, except for that they just stopped liking each other.
I remember Teresa said like she was forgiving Melissa because they were siblings. You know, Joe was her brother. But Teresa, she's like, you're my cousin. And just, she wasn't interested in forgiving Kathy, even though like basically Kathy and Rosie like didn't do that much worse than Melissa. Teresa was like, well, I have to forgive Melissa. She's a sibling. But Kathy, I'm not going to forgive him. And you could see there's like a scene, their last scene in the show, you could see in their faces, Kathy and Rosie, where it was like, okay, now we're never filming again because Teresa refuses to make up with us.
Yeah.
So it was like, there's nowhere to go with them.
That sucks. I miss them. I know they're still friends with the Manzos, which I love.
I just would like an update. Like, just pop in for an update. Like, and if you don't want to have Kathy, they're fine. Just bring us Rosie.
Yeah.
Let Rosie go to Italy to see Joe.
Have her say hi. Tell us what she's been up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's revealed that Teresa and the girls are going to visit Joe at ICE.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, like, Teresa was talking to her brother Joe about going to see him, you know? Mm-hmm. And they always say, like, well, hopefully everything works out. And they always say that, and it's like, these are serious issues, and you're all just like, well, I hope it works out.
It'll blow over.
Yeah. You're so calm.
I don't think it will work out.
No, it hasn't.
It hasn't worked out.
Nothing's working out. You both went to jail.
Yeah.
It's not working out.
What a mess. What a fucking mess. Yeah, also, like, I did think there was a cute moment in that scene where they were at dinner where Joe, like, built up Teresa and was like, all the things he says aren't true. You're funny. You're beautiful. You're fun to be around. Teresa's like, oh, keep saying it. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I like when they get along.
Me too. It's sweet.
Oh, we got to talk about that bowling scene with Jackie and the brother.
Yes.
I love seeing this. I think we might have talked about this before. There's very little representation of people with disabilities on television and film.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see.
And they had a really sweet relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cute. Also, it was revealed in that scene that their dad has like 100 bottles of mouthwash. Did you see that?
So much mouthwash. Yes.
Wait, we didn't talk about this either, but I have to mention it because it popped in my head. Did you see when Nono? Maybe this was later.
It looked like he was putting octopus.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get there.
We'll get there. There's time.
Okay, so the bowling scene. Do you have any other thoughts about the bowling scene?
I just thought it was really sweet. And like, I do like when people get vulnerable on this show, you know, when they're not always fighting. And when Jackie was honest about like, yeah, in my childhood, I kind of felt like I had to be self-reliant because my parents obviously had to take care of my brother. But then the fact that they're still close and have this nice relationship and, you know, Eric, her brother, proposes a Thursday night bowling night with the family. I just thought it was really sweet. It warmed my heart.
Do you like to bowl?
I fucking love bowling. Mm,
yeah, yeah.
But it's a terrible date because it's just two people and it's like, all right, you go. And then one of you said, so I was like, okay, now you go. You know what I mean? It's a group activity.
I agree with you. Yeah. It's a group activity. It's like maybe a good double date or something like
that.
Mm-hmm. But usually I get so focused. I love bowling alley food. They always have like really good like french fries, nachos, chicken tenders.
Yeah, I love a chicken tender.
Yeah, me too.
Mozzarella sticks.
It's like they got it all.
Yeah, pizza. It's like a bar mitzvah happy hour.
Yeah, it's literally like a kid's birthday party. Yeah. It's like they just have that kind of food.
Yeah.
And it's great.
And like just the idea of like getting like a pitcher of beer and just like sharing it with your friends. And
in high school, that was like where we could get alcohol. They would like serve us. I don't remember. Somebody had like the worst fake ID ever, right? Like it was printed from
like McLovin.
Yeah, it was like the worst fake ID. But at the bowling alley, it'd work. So we'd go and we'd be able to get like pitchers of beer.
So
and they had karaoke.
So
which
fun.
Is like some woman who was always running the karaoke with like a whiskey voice and a cigarette.
Yeah.
And she would randomly like sing her own originals in between. So the bowling alley was like the place to be.
God, I love the Midwest. I miss it every day.
Yeah, me too.
Truly, simpler times.
Where are you from again?
Highland Park, Illinois.
Right.
Yeah. But I also, every time I'm at a bowling alley, I think of the bowling scene from The Breakup. And then I just pretend I'm Jennifer Aniston, like being cute and loving bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you make of Jen and Brad?
I mean, I think everyone needs to calm down, but it did warm my heart to see those photos. I loved them. And I loved like watching him watch her speech and just like smile. Like it looked like he was really happy for her. And I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, same.
Like, same. I think we all need to calm down.
It's not going to happen, but I like it.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I think it was two judgy girls posted like, hey, I know we're all excited, but let's not forget that he cheated on her with someone on a movie. Like we all want better for Jen. And I was like, that's true.
Yeah. I think it's all of us just craving something to latch on to because the news is so dark and stuff. So it's like, yeah, we're allowed to have this.
Yes.
Like we all have so much fucking shit going on right now.
So much fucking
Everyone's got their own shit. People got health issues. People got work issues. People got money issues.
Yeah.
They got family issues. They got so much love life issues.
Yep.
The world is a mess. And so sometimes we just have to say, you know what? We're all going to latch onto this Brad and Jen thing and we're going to drill at home till the cows come home so we can be distracted from our lives.
Yeah.
Or that's okay.
We're going to watch Architecture Digest videos. I just started a Vanderpump Recap and you talked about the Liv Tyler one. That's my favorite one.
It's just so good.
My favorite is when she points out the tree and she goes, I love the way the branches look like they took a wrong turn. Like, what?
It's so good. My favorite is when she's like, it looks like there's never been anything in here, but we put stuff in here or something like that. I was like, what?
Or she takes out her sword from Lord of the Rings and she's like, so I don't use this. Or like she says something really obvious. Yeah.
When she goes in the attic, it's the best part is that twist when she heads into the attic
digging
and she just has like
shit.
Lord of the Rings Monopoly boards everywhere. And it's like, what the fuck is going on?
You have to watch
it. I didn't
even
know what this is.
Yeah. Oh, I don't use this sword a lot.
This is the couch. Sometimes I just lay on it.
The way the branches take a wrong turn.
I love a phone. And then she like picks up the phone. She's like, hello. She thinks she's doing like a bit.
like Charlie with the banana on Vanderpump Rules. Hello.
We have four kids, so we have kids stuff.
Yeah.
Like, no shit.
I love these pocket doors.
I love a pocket door. And then she, and like,
then she
peeks
like peeks
her head
through, like, whoop. Yeah.
Sometimes people just come to my window and they knock. They don't even come to the door. They just knock at the window. That's fun.
She's like, the neighbors, we actually know them. They made us cut the vines down because they were on their windows. And we know them, but we had to cut them down.
You'll see there's a lot of moss on the building. It wasn't there before. Oh, now there's a plane. We have planes.
Yeah. We're in New York City. So, you know, even though we seem so separated, there are planes in the sky. Yeah.
I never want to get rid of my landline. I love phones.
I love phones. Hello.
This is my Lord of the Rings action figure. I didn't even know this was here, but I have 40 of them. I'm going to crawl in the attic. And she just like is crawling around.
Crawling.
In the attic. Oh, it's so
I love
good.
The idea of the camera guy being like, oh, I guess we're doing this. Just crouching down and being like, you fucking stop looking through your shit. My knees hurt.
Oh my God. All of those architectural ones are good though. And there's a new one that was just posted with Shay Mitchell. Yes. Did mm-hmm. you see this one? And it was very yes. confusing. Matt and I watched it and we were like, who's this man? Like there was a gay man and we couldn't tell if it was her roommate.
Yeah.
And she like looks to him to explain everything. She's like, I don't know what this is. Like, she doesn't understand anything in her house, and like, he has to explain it.
Yeah, he's like, so yeah, when I was in, you know, Morocco, I found this in a market, you know.
And she's just looking at him like, you do the tour.
Yeah, a lot of people, my boyfriend and I always make fun of that, how like we watched the Nicole Scherzinger one, and she's like,
oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I loved her house, but she's like, I just saw this piece of rock, and I just knew it had to be my table.
I had to make it a table.
Yeah, and I'm like, your decorator saw that piece of rock, sent it to you, and was like, how about we make
this
into a table?
They're so fucking dramatic in those yes. videos. Like, because actors in general are way too dramatic.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like every single piece, they're like, so I saw this in a market in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, exactly.
And I knew I had to have it.
But that's, I guess, I do kind of appreciate Shay being like, this is my decorator because I don't fucking know any of the stuff that's in my house. I liked Tan France's house a lot, too.
Oh, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I hated his house, actually. I hated the attic. Or I just got mad because I was like, he's a stylist, mm-hmm. and where he did the styling was just...
Oh, the messy attic closet?
Yeah.
Isn't he making the basement
I liked
into
his
a closet
candle.
Now?
Yeah, he is making the basement, but I liked his candle.
Closet.
You know who had the shittiest house? Yeah. Mandy Moore. It wasn't
really?
Like shit.
I
shouldn't
don't think
say
I've
it was shitty.
Hers.
I shouldn't say it was shitty, but it was like, just not my style.
Disappointing.
It was disappointing.
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah, I thought it was disappointing.
Bummer.
Yeah, but Nicole Scherzinger is one of my favorites. And also there was a DJ, I can't remember his name right now.
Mark Ronson.
Was his one that I liked? No.
Was it in Los Feliz and it was really eclectic and kind of weird?
No, not that
one. I didn't really
Jesse
like
Tyler Ferguson had an ugly house too, I thought.
I liked That's Robert Downey Jr.'s with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
It was like their Hamptons
fun.
House. And they're just cute together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so, it's my favorite thing on YouTube.
Yeah, you guys, it's really soothing. Get into it.
This is our couch. Sometimes I just like to lay on it.
Liv's is hands down the best one. It's like, it seems like, I always make Christopher Guest references. Like, it seems like a parody of
oh, yeah.
a celebrity.
It's like, how are we doing this? She's on that 911 show with Rob Lowe, and I'm like, how did this happen?
She's on that? I didn't
yeah,
know
her
that.
And Rob Lowe are on the Texas one.
Fun.
The spinoff.
Love.
Okay, so we have to talk about Teresa and Melania and Gia going to visit the dad.
Yes.
And this is when Nono is putting a full-ass octopus
in
the
pot
at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
What's going on?
I was like, is that a piece of chicken? And then I realized it was just a full octopus.
Well, it wasn't an octopus. Maybe it was. I was like, I don't know the world under the water.
Yeah, I stay away from the ocean. It looked like an octopus
wasn't
to me.
There something else? Isn't there something else that's like an octopus?
A squid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it a squid? Are they the same? I sound so fucking stupid.
No, I think squids are smaller. That looked octopus size.
Okay, so that looked like
it was in like a spaghetti pot of boiling water.
Was he making some calamari? Like, what was he? I don't know what you make with.
I don't know.
Squid or octopus. I thought you make calamari with squid.
Yeah, but you can also like grill octopus and it's delicious.
I've never had
but
it.
But he's not grilling it. He's maybe you have to boil it before you can grill it. I don't know. I have
we
so many
questions.
We need
a cookbook from Nono. Like, that's octopus. He's always in the kitchen.
Here's my octopus recipe.
He sounds like Chewbacca to me.
He like, you go get the dog.
And Gorga Joe slipped into that voice at the christening.
Yeah.
My father.
You're my father.
My father. An octopus.
I'm fully crying. Oh, my God. Yeah, there was an episode, too, where he made, like, chicken parmigiana at, like, 2 in the, like, 5 in the morning.
Yeah, he's always cooking. And it's like, that's whose cookbook we need. Like, we I do. Would buy the shit out of that.
Yeah.
I bought the quad cookbook from Married to Medicine, and
ooh,
I, like, love it.
Really? Do you use it all the time?
No.
But you love it anyway.
I've thumbed through it and like decided on recipes that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's been doing most of the cooking around here though, but and yeah. I've been telling him we're eating healthy right now and a lot of those recipes aren't so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we get off the wagon,
you're ready.
We're gonna dive in.
Love.
Yeah.
Love.
Anyway, the girls drive to ICE and then they find out they forgot the birth certificates.
And Teresa forgot her whole wallet. She's like, oh my God. And they were both just like sleeping. And they're like, stop yelling. It's not going to change anything. Right,
that's
and,
a good Gia.
Yeah. Mom.
And meanwhile, Dolores is just on the other line. Like, she had to wake up to film the phone call at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And then Teresa just basically hangs up on her.
She's like, oh God. I mean, that's truly my biggest fear. You always triple, quadruple check that you have your passport, your ticket, your whatever.
Right. Wallet, cars, key, wallet, What do I say when I leave the house? Wallet, keys.
Spectacles, testicles, yeah, wallet, and watch.
Yeah. Dignity.
Dignity. I always leave that at home. I remember in college, they'd be like, do you have your kids, your keys, and ID? Bring your kids.
Bring the kids. In college, I would take the roadies. That's all I was concerned about. Do we have the roadies? Do we have the alcohol that's going in our pocket?
Did you have like a big like winter jacket that you could like shove the bottles in?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of like baggy clothes back then. Mm-hmm. So I had like pockets everywhere. It was like you could stuff anything in there.
A cargo pant.
I used to have I know I talk about this a lot, but I had the cell phone belt clip.
Yes.
My dad and I had the same one.
Love that.
But so, you know, you could carry anything on your, you could wear anything around your belt to carry things.
That's you're like
the era.
You're like J-Lo in The Wedding Planner with her little utility belt of like bridal things.
I think I just watched The Wedding Planner.
It doesn't hold up.
And it's so weirdly lit to me. Like to me, it looks like a sitcom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But Alex Krebs is in that. I have such a crush on him. Yes. He's like so sexy in that.
I have thought this for a while, and I know we need to wrap this up here, but I just want to say that in The Wedding Planner, it is so fucked up to rewatch because I'm supposed to be rooting for Eddie, played by Matthew McConaughey.
All right. I know myself.
Fully wanting to fuck Mary, the wedding planner, the entire time. And in the end, he gaslights his fiance Fran into making her think she doesn't want to get married. He's like, listen, Fran, if you want to do this, I will put on my cummerbund right now and we will go. But I don't think you do. And she just like looks off and she's like, no, I don't. And then he's like, fuck yeah, you don't. And then he gets on his little motorcycle and retrieves Mary. And it pisses me off.
Yeah. I mean, the early 2000s was a wild time for rom-coms. Everyone was doing whatever they wanted, willy-nilly. You know who I was rooting for at that time? Judy Greer.
She was at my work the other day.
Was she really?
Yes.
How was she?
Delightful. She was really nice to the host, but she couldn't get the table she wanted because her reservation was under a pseudonym. And my friend, who's the host, is like, always use your real name. I will make sure you have a table. Like, you got to tell me. And she was like, I know, I'm sorry.
What was her pseudonym?
I don't know.
I truly don't know. Maybe it was like a character from The Wedding Planners.
Oh my gosh,
that'd be amazing. Mary Fiore. Wasn't that her name?
Yes.
J-Lo's name in it.
A lot of people, my friend who waited on her didn't even know who she was. And I was like, you don't know who Judy Greer is? God. Have you seen The Village? Have you seen 13 Going on 30?
I have a t-shirt that says Judy Greer should have been lead.
It's true. We love her. She was delightful. She looked great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else we got to say about New Jersey? They ended with the to be continued, and I'm enough of that.
Third week in a row.
Just either wrap up the storyline in the hour or something like every single fucking week.
Cliffhanger.
And it's like it loses some of the gravitas.
Yeah.
When you're doing it every week,
it does. It kind of just feels like it's like a fade to black in like a student film.
Yeah.
Where it's like you couldn't come up with a real ending. All you give us is a fade.
You know what'd be fun?
What?
Is if Bravo is just like gave a Housewives franchise to a group of college, like a, I don't know, a film school.
Yes.
And they were like, you guys do a season just to see like what they do.
Yes.
Give them carte blanche.
That's like how the what are you waiting for, huh, scene happened with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, and I know what you did last
time. Yeah, it was like a kid directed that scene. She said that on this very show, your show.
Sometimes you need the youth.
Yep.
To spark some imagination.
Breathe new life into a project.
And that's what they should do with one of the new franchises or something. Give it to some students.
Yeah, with Utah.
Hannah, this was so fun.
So fun. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Me too, but with you.
Yeah.
Where can people listen to your show?
You can listen to my show. It's called Brown Eyed Junicorn on Apple Podcasts and SoundCloud, and I should have it on more platforms, but I don't yet. And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Hannah A. Brown.
Right. And you guys can find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram. And Hannah, you said you're from Illinois. So I'm doing a live show from Illinois, from Chicago.
Oh, my sister will be there, I'm sure.
I cannot wait. There are still tickets to San Francisco and to Dallas. There's just a small handful of tickets. So go to everythingiconic.com, click on the live show link at the top, and then you can buy them there. And check the episode description for links to all the other stuff. I love you guys so much for listening. I love you, Hannah.
Love you, and love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All you have to do is try. There's no
turning back. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
No, no, it's all-